रहा हूँ।
As Gurudev is speaking, can I keep translating or would it be or should I stop and then translate? I am telling something regarding Advaitvad and Mayavad.
यह विचार है कि वेदांत शब्द का अर्थ या तात्पर्य श्री शंकराचार्य के प्रचारी अद्वैतवाद या मायावाद से है।
The modern days, most of the people think that the real meaning of Vedanta Sutras is the commentary written by Shankaracharya called the Shankar Bhashya, and the one that he expounded, that that is the real meaning of Vedanta Sutras.
Shri Vyasadeva ke rachit Vedanta Sutra ya Brahma Sutra ka Shankar Bhashya hi ek matra pramanit hai.
People think that the Vedanta Sutras composed by Sri Vyasadev, the real commentary of those Vedanta Sutras is the one composed by Shankaracharya, and the other commentaries are not authentic.
Shri Krishna Dvaipayan Ved Vyas ne Vedo ke vibhag ke anusar unhe char bhagon mein vibhakt kiya. ना वेद मंत्रों का परस्पर सामंजस्य दिखलाने के लिए कि एक दूसरे के वो विरोधी नहीं है, इसके लिए उन्होंने ब्रह्म सूत्र की रचना की।
However, this is a misconception. Srila Vyas Dvaipayan Vyasadev, he divided the Vedas into the four Vedic Vedas. And then to reconcile the apparent differences between the mantras from the different Vedas and to show that they are not, there's no conflict between the different Vedic scriptures, he composed the Brahma Sutras.
पुराणों की उन्होंने रचना की। पुनः स्त्रियों और शूद्रों के लिए पंचम वेद महाभारत की रचना की।
एंड देन ही कंपोज्ड द पुराणस द महाभारत फॉर दोज हु वर लेस इंटेलिजेंट एंड द वुमेन टू मेक देम इजीली अंडरस्टैंड द मैसेज ऑफ द वैदिक स्क्रिप्चर्स एंड द वेदांत सूत्रस।
फिर भी उनका चित्त बहुत खिन्न था, प्रसन्न नहीं था।
But still his mind was very disturbed. That time Narad Rishi came to his ashram. The Narad Muni said, the way you have described earth, dharma, kama, moksha, the same way you have not described the sweet pastimes of the Lord. Therefore your mind is disturbed, it's not happy. By Samadhi Yoga, you should see the pastimes of the Lord and describe them again. That's how he did. And in his samadhi, he saw the different pastimes of the Lord and described them for the benefit of the general populace. And this is called Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam is called
वेदार्थ परिवर्णित, अर्थात ये श्रीमद् भागवत,
दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम का अर्थ है, इज द मीनिंग ऑफ ब्रह्म सूत्रस,
महाभारत के अर्थ को निर्णय करने वाला है।
दिस इज द कंक्लूजन ऑफ द मीनिंग ऑफ महाभारत, दिस इज द कमेंट्री ऑफ गायत्री,
अर्थ को समझाने वाला है,
एंड दिस एक्सप्लेन्स द मीनिंग ऑफ द वेदास and even further explains the import of the Vedas. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is the unprecedented commentary of the Vedanta Sutras. Shri Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam himself. This is accepted by everyone. In Srimad Bhagavatam, different places the concept of Mayavad or Advaitvad has been challenged.
जैसे मैं कुछ जगहों का वर्णन कर रहा हूँ,
I will explain a few of those points explain in Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Brahma in his glorification of Krishna says,
eva jivanti sangu kharitang bhodiya vartam sthane sita tanvang manobhi prayaso jit ajit apitrayatai lokam. ज्ञान के प्रयास को जो निर्विशेष ब्रह्म ज्ञान है उसको दूर कर भगवान को प्रणाम करे, उनकी लीलाओं कथाओं का आदर करे, तो वो अजित भगवान भी वशीभूत हो जाते हैं.
इफ समवन ओवरकम्स द द एफर्ट दैट ऑफ ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड द सुप्रीम एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ बाय नॉलेज and instead surrenders unto the Supreme Lord and listens to His sweet pastimes, then the Supreme Lord, who is uncontrollable, who cannot be controlled by anyone, even He can be controlled by the devotion of such a person. Brahma ji further states,
भगवान की भक्ति जो परम कल्याणदायक है, भगवान के प्रेम को देने लायक देने योग्य है, उसको छोड़ करके जो लोग केवल आत्मबोध के लिए आत्मा ही ब्रह्म है, ब्रह्म ही आत्मा है, जगत मिथ्या है, जीव झूठा है, ऐसा जो प्रचार करते हैं और उसके लिए प्रयत्न करते हैं, तेषामसौ क्लेशादेव शिष्यते, वो केवल थोथा भूसा कूटने के समान में केवल परिश्रम ही परिश्रम सार होता है, उनको कुछ भी लाभ नहीं होता है.
Those who give up the devotional service which is very pleasing to the Lord and instead try to preach and understand and meditate upon the fact that the Supreme Absolute Truth has no form, has no qualities, is Nirvishesh Brahm, and that this world is Mithya, and then Jeev is same as Brahman, such people, they and those who make an effort to realize the Supreme Absolute Truth in such a way, and also try to preach this, they only simply get frustrated in all their efforts. And further says, the Atmara Munis, those who are going to get merged in the Supreme Brahm, even they also, if they hear the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, that they also get so attracted that they give up their Nirvishesh misconception and take shelter of the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. Those who consider themselves as liberated, those who are about to reach that stage of liberation, they are almost about to reach the stage of liberation, but since they are offenders at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, they say that the Lord has no form, He has no qualities, He has no transcendental form. Saying this, they offend Him, that He is Nirvishesh, He is Nirgun, and they say that the Nirakar Nirgun Brahm is the only worshipable. They also fall down from that stage of liberation. It further says, the Sayujya Mukti, which is the goal of the Mayavadis, the devotees, they are saying,
is this recording? I don't see anything here on the screen. Yeah.
Asti, Samitya, or Sayujya, Bhagwan, Hamare Bhaktoon ko
The Supreme Lord, even if He gives these four types of mukti, Sayujya, Sarshti, Saloka, Sarupya, to the devotees, they don't even accept it because without the service to Him, they have no value for these type of muktis. It further says, those who know Brahma Tattva, Bhag Tattva and the other Tattvas, those Tattvavid people say that Krishna He only is Advaya Gyan Param Tattva. In that Krishna only, from a great distance, if we see Him through knowledge, then He only appears as Nirvishesh Brahm. Within our heart, He is as a witness, as Paramatma. And then in His real personality, He is the Supreme Lord Bhagavan. When we see Krishna, the Lord, from a great distance, then the light coming out from the nails from of His toes, that light only is seen. And therefore in Gita Upanishad it states, Brahmanoi Pratishtaham.
Sāsvatasya ca dharmasya sukhayas aikantikas kasya ca.
That I am the basis of Brahman. And Brahman is the light of my limbs. And He is the light emanating. It is the light emanating from the nails of His toes. If the Lord's body is not there, then how will the light be there?
Sāsvat Shanti or Sāsvat Dharma Sukh or Shanti Kamai Pratistha.
He is the basis of eternal peace, happiness and everything. In Brahma Samhita it also says,
Jagadanda Koti Koti Swasesh Vasudha Vibhut Vibhinnam Tad Brahma Niskalam Ananta Sesh Abhutam Govindamadi Purusam Tamaham Bhajan.
Brahma ji prays that Brahman that Brahman is only nothing but the light of the limbs of that Supreme Govind. In the Shruti it says, there's a difference between Jeev and Brahm. Jeev can never become Brahm. He's the eternal among the eternal and He's the supreme conscious among those which are conscious entities. He fulfills the desires of every living entities. Those who worship Him, only they are intelligent and they attain eternal peace. Jeev is eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. How can He become, He can merge with the Supreme Lord? In Bhagavad Gita says, Mam eva ansha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. The jiva is my eternal part and parcel. Jeev has come out from His marginal potency. That eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Lord can never become merged with Him. The Upanishad it is further stated. In Chandogya Upanishad it is said. In Katha Upanishad it says.
Samana Briksham Paisasvajati. Samane Brikshe Purso Nimagno. Hi Anishya Swachatamu Yamanam. Justam Sadapasyanti. Annamishasya yadmaneti bita sokai mahimaneti bita sokai. Jeev or Paramatma.
Jeev and Paramatma हाँ सेपरेट विदिन दिस बॉडी जीवा इज फुल इज एंजॉयिंग द फ्रूट्स ऑफ हिज पास्ट एक्टिविटीज एंड ब्रह्मन और परमात्मा इज ऑब्जर्विंग हिम एज अ विटनेस
उसको देखते हैं उसके अनुसार में उसको फल चखाते हैं
एंड अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज पास्ट डीड्स मेक हिम taste different fruits. Therefore, Jeev and Brahm can never become one. This is only imagination. In Brahm Sutra, in Brahm Sutra itself, it is said, Anandamaya Abhyasat. That experience Anandamaya or practice Anandamaya. Other places it says Anandam Brahma. In Brahma Sutras it says Anandamaya Abhyasat. Ananda Swarup, the form of bliss. In which there is a form, there is Roop, Vigraha. He is only bliss and bliss and nothing else. Without having a form, how can there be bliss? And where would he live? He is the condensed form of bliss. While giving commentary on this part of Brahma Sutra, Shankaracharya in his Shankar Bhashya, he was not able to explain Anandamaya according to his philosophy. And therefore, since he was not able to explain, he said that his guru Vyasadeva was misguided. One who says that his own guru is misguided, how can then he explain the Brahma Sutras written by him? Therefore, Brahma Sutra Bhashya written by Shankaracharya is absolutely imagination. There is no truth in it. It is said, Shankaraji is saying to Parvati, Mahadevi is saying to Devi Parvati, that Mayavad is not correct. It's a Dvaitvad Asat Shastra. It is a hidden form of Bodhism to hide people from unqualified people. The truths of devotional service, I will manifest in the form of a Brahman as Shankaracharya. I will fulfill the desire of the Lord and hide bhakti from the unqualified people. Therefore, by his order only, to hide bhakti, Mahadev Shankaracharya came in the form of Shankaracharya. By logic also we can understand.
विचार कीजिए
कंसीडर दिस
यह सर्वमान्य है कि जगत ब्रह्म से या भगवान से उत्पन्न हुआ है प्रकटित हुआ है
दैट दिस वर्ल्ड हैज मैनिफेस्टेड फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड आदस्य यतः इन वेदांत सूत्र इट इज सेड
ततो वायुमानि भूतानि जायन्ते जेन जातानि जीवन्ति तद् जिज्ञासु तद् ब्रह्म
From whom this world manifests, it is maintained from that supreme power should be considered Param Brahman. The whole world is manifested from Brahman. When the world is manifested, so the different living entities has bodies. So according to the theory of cause and effect, if all the different forms are seen in this world, so the reason for all these forms, that Brahman must also have a form. If that Brahman doesn't have form, then how can these other forms manifest from him? That where do the all these different forms will manifest? So therefore, the Supreme Brahman has form, just like a mango tree. In its seed, the mango tree manifests. in the seed, the seed there is the whole shape of the mango tree is there, the leaves, the fruits, the flowers.
From nothing,
something cannot come out from nothing. We should understand this. From tamarind tree, we cannot get some different fruit. So this creation did not manifest from nothing. The Lord is not Shunya. He is not Nirgun. In our Vedas, it is explained. Om Purnam Adha.
Purnam Uchyate. Purnasya Purnam Adaya. Purnam Eosis. Purnam is a Purna Sankhya.
From complete, if you add complete or take out complete, it will stay complete. Or from infinity,
minus infinity, or minus infinity and plus infinity, always infinity.
Therefore, the Lord is complete. In Bhagavatam, it is said, this Nanda, those who are residents of this Nandagaon are very, very fortunate, whose their son,
Krishna,
Shri Krishna, he is a friend of all. He is the form of supreme eternal bliss. And he is Purna Brahman. There is another thing we should consider. In the scriptures, we hear the words like Nirgun, Nirakar, Arup. These type of words we hear in the scriptures. These are not the root words. The root words are from Gun, Nirgun comes. From form, formless happens. From Akar, Nirakar. From Vishesh, Nirvishesh. From Rup, Arup. From formless doesn't come from form. From manifest, unmanifest happens. Therefore, the Lord has qualities. He has a form. He has special form. For the benefit of these living entities, He comes from the spiritual world into this world. He is not Nirakar. Nirgun doesn't mean that He does not have any qualities. If He doesn't have any quality, how can He be merciful? He cannot fulfill our desires. So from such a Brahman, what use do we have? The meaning of Nirgun here, it means that He does not have any material qualities. He is the embodiment of all transcendental qualities.
Vedantavid, Ramanuj, Sri Madhvacharya, Sri Vishnu Swami, Acharya Nimbaditya, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Gaudiya Vaishnava ke, inhone Brahma Sutra ka bhashya likha hai.
They have written the bhashya of Brahma Sutra. So Madhvacharya, all these great acharyas have written commentaries on Brahma Sutra, and they have cut the theories of Mayavad and Advaitavad. Advaita Mayavad is completely imagination. It has no basis. And therefore, Vaishnavas do not accept this. In brief, this is my commentary. Hare Krishna Didi. Didi, can you stop this?
Again.
This was the main gist of his lecture, then after that he spoke 5 minutes.